All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we are digging deeper into the Psalms, and we have finally made it. We are finally at the last week of Psalm 119, as we look at the last four sections of this psalm, looking to see again of everything else that the psalmist pulls out from the word, again, the idea of the promise, that God has made a promise to you and to me and to all of mankind. And we are simply asking him to honor that promise through these last few sections. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Verse 145, with my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Again, as he makes the turn to get to a close of this psalm, the psalmist brings back the fact that God's promise is there, and God's promise is sure and certain and firm. And that is what we believe in. That is what we cry out for, is for God to remember and to keep his promise. And of course, we know by faith that he will keep his promise, because he has never not kept his promise. But again, for us, it often seems like the promise is being forgotten. The promise is kind of put on the back burner, and, well, God will get around to it sometime, I guess. So these demands for the promise to be kept are not for God to remember the promise, truly, but for us to remember the promise is there. To have that word, that testimony of God always before us. Because we know they have been founded forever. We continue on in 153 to 160. Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love you and your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Again, the looking on us in our affliction, in those moments where, yes, we need most of all to hear that promise once again. That torment of our soul where we need to hear the consoling gospel of the forgiveness of sins. This is what the psalmist is talking about. Look on me in my affliction and deliver me. Plead my cause and redeem me. Why? Because that is the core of your promise to me and to all mankind. Redemption. Deliverance from affliction and living with him forever in heaven. But it is only for those who are faithful, those who seek the statutes of the Lord, those who have faith in the promise. They are the ones who receive the benefit of the promise. The rest of them care less about the promise because they do not believe. Just like those of us who do not believe that Elvis is still alive. Well, there are plenty of people who still believe that Elvis is alive and he faked his own death. And many other conspiracy theories we could have gone out. Elvis was the first thing that popped into my mind. Probably the decade plus of living in Memphis. But we can believe a lot of things. But if those things are not certain, we have nothing to go on. We have nothing to base our lives on. So also, if God's word is not true, we have no basis for anything in our life. But believing that God's word is true, that the word is for you and has forgiven your sins, this gives us great power. But for those who do not believe, they do not have that power because there is no faith. They believe it's just as silly as Elvis faking his own death. We look to the last of the verses in this section. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. You take all of the Bible together, and it is true. Many people try to pick it apart, try to pick out what they want to be true and what they want to be able to discard. They want to try to bring out contradictions and problems with the Bible where there are none, because God has brought it all together. The sum of his word is truth. The whole of it. Do we understand all of it? Absolutely not. That is why we continue to study. That is why we do not forget his law. That is why we do not swerve from his testimonies. Because we need to continue to increase our understanding, our knowledge, our wisdom of his word. Inching closer, we're at verse 161. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. In the midst of all of this, there is not just the getting into the word and studying it for ourselves, but it is the gathering around the word with brothers and sisters in Christ. Therefore, the psalmist says, 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. There's some debate as to how early this 7 hours of prayer come in. But it can be seen as just a regular repetition of the praises of God, the continuing to get together. Or it can be done very literally, like in the monastic communities where they actually had 7 times a day where they went into the chapel to pray through the Psalms, to hear the scripture, not necessarily to hear an interpretation of the scripture, but to say, hey, we've been through the Psalms how many times? We've been through the Old Testament once this year. We've been through the New Testament twice this year. You know, all kinds of bragging and boasting. But that is not what the psalmist is doing here. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Whenever we can come together to worship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to take advantage of that. If COVID taught us nothing else, it should teach us the great importance of the community of faith. Because in Minnesota, where I was when everything locked down, churches were one of the last things the governor wanted to open. Here in Illinois, pretty much the same thing, because churches were deemed as not essential. Churches were deemed as unnecessary because, well, what good do? Well, they bring the word of God. They bring the law of God for those who need to hear it. They bring the gospel of God for those who need to hear it. And whenever that happens, we should rejoice because God has given us the ability to do it. God has given us the opportunity to do it. Therefore, the psalmist says, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. We have great peace in the word. We have great peace in coming together as brothers and sisters, joining together and singing hymns, going through the liturgy, hearing the readings, hearing the sermon, receiving the body and blood of Christ in with and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. These are all things that bring us peace. These are all things that are necessary for everyone. Doesn't matter who you are, you want peace. That's the thing we wrestle with the most. We are not ever truly at peace. Many times with ourselves, but most times with God and with the world around us, we are wrestling, and we continue to do it. Therefore, we get to the last section, verses 169 to 176. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, and for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. We have here, again, the bringing together in worship, the singing of the word, the singing praises to God, but also the very last line of this, the very last words out of all of this talk about how great and wonderful the word of God is. Why is it so great? We go back to verse 176 again. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. Seek your straying lost sheep, as Jesus tells the parable in Luke 15. The word of God is great because of the promise. The promise is great because the promise says that God comes to seek us when we stray. And that is the great blessing of the word of God, is that he uses it to bring us back, calling to us to return to the fold, to long for the salvation of the Lord. And that is exactly what we seek to do, to long for that salvation, to revel and rejoice that God has claimed us as his sheep, and that when we do go astray, he comes after us. That is the great glory of God in his word, is that he continues to do it over and over again. And he will continue to do it over and over again until Christ comes back to claim his own, to live with him forever. This is why we praise God for his righteous rules. This is why we beg for him to redeem us, because that is what he has promised. He has promised salvation to all who believe. All right, that's it for this week, and that's it for Psalm 119. I thank you for being here through this trek. Next week, we get into the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 135, the Pilgrim Psalms that were sung on the way up to Jerusalem. And just a quick fact, those 15 psalms have fewer verses combined than Psalm 119. So we'll see how long it takes us to get through them. But until next week, I encourage you to continue to listen to Digging Deeper. Listen to the Confessional Corner on Mondays as we continue to go through the commandments and the catechism. Listen to the moments of meditation, the sermons, everything else that is available on this podcast, humbly and simply for you to be able to rejoice in the blessings of the Word of God as you wrestle with the theologies around you. Amen.